Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph that one should not, we know there's a mitzvah of milah on day 8. However, if the child is jaundice, is yellow, we shouldn't circumcise the child until after it goes away. And the Gemara talks about a woman. She gave birth to two boys who died from the bris milah. And then Rav Nassan told the woman to delay the bris of her third son until the yellowness of the boy would recede, until the child, the jaundice would recede. And they listened, and the boy had the bris milah, and everyone lived happily ever after. So the Rambam in Hilchas Milah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudzayin, and the Shulchan Aruch as well, paskin this way, that in general one has to be very careful, not just careful, one has to be very careful in these matters, as they write, Pikuach Nefesh is a cause to be very strict on doing a bris milah bizman on day 8, but not if there's a suffix sakana. Why? Because as the Rambam says, it's possible, if you're wrong, it's possible to fulfill the milah later, even if, let's say, it wasn't a sakana, but at least it's a suffix sakana. But it's impossible to bring back a Jewish wife. So therefore, we don't do the bris until the baby seems to be back to normal like other babies. There's one little difference between the Rambam, one big difference, one little difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. At what point is enough to postpone the bris? The Rambam writes, we should postpone the bris if the baby is exceptionally yellow. Then we postpone the bris. Mashma, if it's a little bit, then perhaps not. But the Shulchan Aruch this writes, if the baby's yellow, it doesn't get into how much. So the Chochmas Adam tells us, he passes like the Rambam. And he says, others, Rabbi No Yeruchim and others write also, exceptionally yellow. And he leaves the Tzarech Iyun on the Rambam, on the Mechaber and of Yosef Cairo, why he left out exceedingly yellow. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan passings like the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, even if this jaundice only appears on one part or one limb of the body, we push off the bris until this child is like all the other babies. So that's a major debate among the Rishonim, Achronim, is, let's say, everyone agrees if you have a serious case of jaundice, that's it, it's over. I mean, it's not over. You wait and you do it. It's over, meaning you postpone the bris. What happens? It's only a mild form. So that's this debate here, whether you could do the bris right now or one should wait. And there's another machlokas as well. Let's assume the jaundice is bad enough that you're waiting. The Gemara talks about certain times you have to wait 7 days after the baby recovers. So the question is, after a baby recovers from jaundice, or at least it recedes, do you have to wait 7 days for the bris? So the Aruch HaShulchan, the Marsham, that you don't have to wait 7 days for a jaundice baby, the machal between jaundice and others, and Rav Shlomo Kug and others do require. So that's the one issue is on a mild case of jaundice, could I do the bris if it seems to be receding? And according to those who say I can't, at what point can I do it? Once the jaundice recedes, or I have to wait an additional 7 days? So lahalacha, what do the modern day poskim have to say? Because on one hand, you know, suffix sakana versus a milah bizmana. So the psak from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss. We have to take, when Chazal tell us that something's a suffix sakana, we can't take it lightly. Even if science today says it's not, let's say for instance, the issue of fish and meat together. So even though the Magen Avraham, others point out that it's not really a sakana. Today, many poskim still say, well, we still do have the custom. Even the Gemara talks about cooking them together, but even like having them together. So when Chazal tell us that something's dangerous, even though the medical science tells us it's not, we still view it as at least a suffix sakana, and therefore we should push off the bris, even if there's a mild case of jaundice, because even though modern medicine says a mild case of jaundice is not a problem, but in halacha, some view it as is, and therefore he says you push off the bris. And he says, even if the child has a low bilirubin count, in other words, what does the bilirubin count have to do with jaundice? The level of jaundice is determined by measuring the amount of bilirubin in the blood. So they check the amount of bilirubin in the blood to determine that. So that's where the Rav J. David Bleich, in his contemporary Halacha Sefer, he writes that if the child has a bilirubin count of 5 or more, you can't do the bris on the child. But Pashas, you don't have to, once it recedes, it's okay. However, if the bilirubin count is 10 or above, then you need a 7-day waiting period. Because he says, he thinks that perhaps it could be a misdiagnosis, and really it is the dangerous type of jaundice. On the strict approaches, Rav Dayan Weiss, Rav David Bleich, and others. On the other hand, you have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He claims that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are talking about a different type of jaundice, not the ones we have today, because during that time it was dangerous, that type of jaundice. But today, if you have the doctors, the medical community telling you the baby's completely healthy, even if the baby's still jaundice yellow, one is permitted to do the bris on Yom Shemini. In fact, Dr. Abraham says that Rav Shlomo Zalman even permitted the bris of a child who had a bilirubin count of 14, because a doctor he accepted, or many doctors, said the baby was healthy. So a bilirubin of 14, and Rav Black says, if it's a bilirubin of over 10, you have to even wait 7 days. So major contrast to halacha. And there seems to be a middle ground, which many seem to rely on. It's from the Sitz Eliezer, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, other poskim. They want to make the following distinction. That on one hand, it's either going to the Dayan Weiss, but you have to take either the focus. Chazal say it's a suffix sakana, that's it. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying, no, it's a different case. Today we go by the doctors. If the doctors say it's not a sakana, it's not a sakana. So, and the middle approach is that we can't ignore totally the Chazal say a jaundice baby is a suffix sakana. On the other hand, we can't ignore modern medicine that it's not dangerous. So what do we do? So Rav Sitz Eliezer says that we could follow the opinions of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Marsham, that we don't have to wait 7 days from the time the jaundice disappears before performing the bris. So number one is a compromise. Like, according to those who say, since there are those sheets, they even have to wait another 7 days, so at least maybe wait for the jaundice to go, but you don't have to wait 7 days. And as well, even goes even further, if we see the jaundice is in the process of going away, and they mostly have disappeared, they're slowly, most of it's gone, then he says you can even perform the bris. Again, so then, and to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, or others say that if the bris that you could do the if the Billy, in other words, if the bilirubin count is in decline, so therefore obviously depending from what level to what level, and we see it's going away, so then that's okay. And that's what Dr. Abram in the Nishras Avram writes, is if the bilirubin count is 12 or less, according to Reb Black, you have to wait 7 days. But the practice is, if the bilirubin count is 12 or less, so then one could even do it. And in fact, some even talk about, since it's a milas docha Shabbos, and anyway, even if it wasn't, but it's a suffix sakana, so therefore, some would even suggest you could get a non-Jew to take a, if you're not sure where the bilirubin is, and in terms of what you're mutter to do, you could even have a guy take the test on Shabbos to see if he could do the bris on Shabbos. So that's a major discussion, how we balance when the Gemara says something is sakana, like a yellow baby, and Myers of Medicine says a mild jaundice isn't. So you have, on one hand, you have those who side with the Gemara, that the suffix sakana, we can't take any chances, we go with chumra, and that's it, you can't do the, you have to push off the bris. You have Shlomo Zalman, who seems to almost think the Gemara was talking about a different case when it was dangerous. Today we follow the doctors. And then we have a middle approach that maybe you don't do it. You don't have to wait 7 days after. And perhaps even as long as it's receding, so then one be permitted. So different minhagim in terms of whether people, different circles, whether you have a mild join this baby, whether you could do the meal on day 8 or one must postpone it.